In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Son of the only true and living God. Amen. It is the year of our Lord, 2017. I'll say it again, it's the year of our Lord, 2017. 2017 years since the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whether B.C., before Christ, or A.D., Anno Domini, year of our Lord, all of history is dated by using the birth of Jesus of Nazareth as its reference point. However, for most, today will pass with no thought of 2017 being in any way Jesus. Where you see the world is consumed with thoughts of power and riches and glory and fame. But we know that God puts His will in weakness to achieve His ends. God works through paradox. Now, a paradox is an action that yields an unexpected result. When I was a young boy, I heard John F. Kennedy speak these words. It is a paradox, but a decrease in tax rates yields an increase in tax revenues. Now, we are not talking about tax rates this morning, but we are talking about the ways God works in the world. God accomplishes His will in the world through weak and lowly and even despicable things to give unexpected results. The triune God worked through all too human Israelite priests like Aaron, through deposed princes like Moses, through the smallest and weakest of the world's nations like Israel, to establish His chosen bloodline through which He would bring His Son into the world. After leading the Israelites out of captivity in Egypt, He told Moses to instruct the high priest to say the following words to the nation of Israel. You've already heard them this morning, and you'll hear them again. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, 'The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be glorious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.'" And then very importantly, and I wish we would include this in the Aaronic benediction. "So they will put My name on the Israelites, and I will bless them." Thus the Father would bless and keep His people. The Son would make His face to shine on His people and give them light to see their sin and forgiveness in a sin-darkened world. And the Holy Spirit would raise the very countenance of God upon the people and remember them, not just not forgetting them, but remembering, rejoining, reconciling them to Himself as His people. After the three blessings, God reminded Moses, Aaron, and the people that He had put His name on them. And dear ones, brothers and sisters in Christ, to receive God's name is something special. And it was something special for the nation of Israel. For God was with them. He was present with them. Then about 1,400 years later, God gave His chosen name to Joseph for Mary's son through an angel in a dream. The words were short and simple. "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call His name Jesus, for He will save His people from their sins." His name was to be Jesus, meaning our Savior. The infant was then born and laid in a cattle trough. He would grow in wisdom and stature, not in palaces, but in common places like Nazareth. Has anything good ever come out of Nazareth? And then when He reached the prime of His life, He would suffer and die among lowly thieves on a rugged cross. Our Savior was beaten, until his appearance became despicable and unsightly. All this for the salvation of the world. Paradox. That is how the triune God works. Lowly things, lowly people, lowly actions, yielding unexpected results for the salvation of all creation. When God takes time to name something, though the world takes very little notice, the results of the naming have great effect. The birth of an infant 2,000 plus years ago in a small town is the central point, the central focal point in all human history. And we celebrate that birth and naming of Jesus today. But we also celebrate your naming by God. When God's pastor baptized you and said, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit," God put his name on you. Another paradox. Maybe even the paradox of all paradoxes. Though you are a sinner, God has claimed you as his sinner and has renamed you saint. You are at the same time a sinner and a saint. As long as you live in this world, and he blesses you continually through his word, just as he blessed the Israelites. God uses simple words and simple things that yield unexpected results. Too profound to be understood except by God-given faith. Except by God-given faith. It is these simple words and simple things that we cling to as we live our lives of faith. All of which brings me to the point of this sermon. We live in a very deceptive world. We live in a world awash with words. We live in a world that claims to be religious. We live in a world where there are Christians who will tell you that your baptism in the name of the triune God is not valid. They will tell you that your baptism is invalid because there was no decision involved on your part, that there was no age of accountability reached on your part, that there was no religious experience or feeling involved on your part. They will attempt to take your baptism from you and give you a baptism that is dependent on your works or your worldly qualifications or your reason or your feelings. Beware. Beware. Never, 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 never let anyone take your baptism away from you by convincing you to deny the validity of your baptism by grace and word and water, and then give you an empty baptism based on works or decision or reason or whatever. God has redeemed you, forgiven you, claimed you as his, washed you, marked you, given you his name, blessed you, and given you eternal life in the name of his son Jesus through simple water, simple words joined to plain water in his name. He has done it all. It is that simple. It is that simple. Is it paradoxical? Yes. Yes, it's paradoxical. But no matter. No matter. The results are profound and real. You are God's children by grace through baptism and faith. Baptism is not a one-time event. It is a lifelong event lived in repentance and faith. The naming of Jesus as your Savior, has assured your salvation. Jesus said, "Believe and be baptized, and you shall be saved." You are baptized. You are forgiven. eat Christ's body and drink his blood, recognizing his presence. He is here. God's ways are simple, yet paradoxical. God's ways are simple, yet profound. God's ways are life, life for us. God is with you. Heaven is yours. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We rise now for the offertory.